It's On the Mark, and it's David Robinson, the 10-time NBA All-Star, MVP 1995, two-time NBA champion, two-time Olympic gold medal winner. He's actually in the Hall of Fame twice. It wasn't good enough for you, David Robinson, to go in once. You had to go in for yourself and also, of course, for the 1992 Dream Team, which, of course, you were a part of. Great to talk to you today, and you're working with Reese's this March Madness. Around the Final Four weekend. We'll get to that in a second. But I just heard you say that you were playing an instrument this morning. I'm curious, what was it? What musical selection were you going for on a Wednesday morning right before the NCAA tournament? That's awesome.
Oh, man. I just started playing the flute a couple of years ago, and so I'm not very good at it, but sure like getting up in the morning and getting my day started with some music, so usually classical stuff.
So David Robinson wakes up and he plays the flute. That's a true story?
You weren't supposed to say that on the air, but you know, I guess since now I'm called out, I guess I'll go ahead and admit it. Yes, I love it. It's an incredible instrument, and I love music.
That's awesome, and that fits perfectly for you. I mean, you have so many interests. That's awesome. How's your tournament bracket looking? You still in there, or are you all washed out? You're not taking home the dough.
Well, you know, my wife said I wasn't allowed to mention my brackets because my son's team, Duke, is my favorite team, and
makes sense.
Yeah, so I'm not allowed to tell what my picks were, but everybody's bracket is pretty tore up now. I mean, I thought Virginia was a really good team. Actually, I watched them play Duke this year, and I thought they were fantastic, and so they hurt my bracket pretty badly.
Do you think that you know, you see all the money around the game here? Do you think college athletes should be getting paid? What's your thoughts on that, David?
Getting paid is a strong word. I think that certainly it's a good relationship between the players and the college teams. It doesn't feel that way right now. I think a lot of the dialogue around it is players feel like they're being taken advantage of. Universities feel like, you know, they're not being respected for what they're giving these students. And so I think that dialogue needs to change. I don't think paying them necessarily is the right answer, but I think making sure that they don't have to go to, you know, kind of some of the bad players to get a little money to survive is some common sense there.
See, I think like if the number 50 is hanging in the student union and everyone's buying it up at Navy, I think a little, you know, equity fund for David Robinson that he can cash at, I don't know, 30 years old, would, I think that's fair. Something at least along those lines. Does that ring true?
Well, yeah, I think, you know what, I think this, there's arguments for both sides, right? Like some people talk about the, you know, these one and done guys who have an unbelievable opportunity to go out and make a lot of money. And then there's people like me who are on the opposite end of the spectrum who went to college for 4 years and it paid off because of my relationship with Navy, because of the NCAA tournament, because of the opportunities that were opened up for me to, through the NCAA and through playing basketball in the tournament. So, yeah, I'd say, you know, 95%, 99% of these kids are going to really benefit going to college and getting their degree, no matter how good they are, because there's only so many spots in the NBA. And so there's got to be some kind of a balance there. And you talk about 1,500 schools and, you know, an incredible number of college athletes. You know, the opportunity there really is through the education really is the big, big benefit. So The few people that go pro, I don't think we need to make a whole bunch of rules for those few people.
Right. Fair enough. You mentioned the one and done. Do you think guys should be able to come right out of high school and go into the NBA? I mean, the NBA wanted this because they didn't want kids on the court, but it doesn't seem like they found the right solution here.
Well, I would say this. It, you know, if you look around and you look at other kids who have talent, whether they're you know, a musician or whatever, you know, there's very few limitations as to what they can do if they're talented enough to go do it. Now, obviously with the NBA, you know, some of these 18-year-old kids, they're not really ready physically and emotionally and all that stuff to really go. But if they are, you know, then it doesn't seem like it makes a lot of sense to tell them that they can't.
Yeah. Let's talk about your San Antonio Spurs. What do you think's going on with the Spurs and Kawhi?
You know what? That is a great question. I don't think anybody knows that answer. It's obviously, when there's a, guy has a physical ailment, the only person that knows that physical ailment is that person. And so, I think that Spurs have done a good job kind of giving him leeway to figure out, how he feels and whether he's ready or not. We put a heavy load on his shoulders. I mean, he comes out, you could watch him the last couple of years and you see how much we rely on him. That's a guy we need healthy. We need 100%. We can't put him out there at 50%. And so, the key is not, there's two keys, obviously. One, him really being healthy, and then two, him feeling healthy. And so those are the things I think we're trying to figure out. Our doctors, it's been widely reported, they cleared him. And the other part of it is, can you go out there night in and night out and sustain the kind of load that it's going to take? And so those are the answers we're trying to find out, I guess.
Do you think that Pop is maybe protecting Kawhi from himself? Some people are speculating that Pop's sort of taking the brunt of this to protect Kawhi and like, hey, look, if you're not right this year, we'd rather have you back 100% next season.
Yeah, that's been Pop's MO his
right.
whole time, right?
Yeah.
If you look at his track record, he protected players. He's protected their futures. Whether it's a guy, like a Corey Joseph or a Boban Marjanovic, who, he's protecting those guys and giving those guys opportunities. Whether it's Tim Duncan, he wants to extend his career, or me, wants to extend my career. So he has a track record of really looking out for players and kind of trying to do what's in their best interest. I think it would be safe to assume, there's no question, he's trying to protect Kawhi as well as a valuable asset for the Spurs.
Can you let's talk MVP and LeBron James for a second here, David Robinson. We'll get to Reese's right then. Can you see LeBron in San Antonio? He's going to look at everyone. He's obviously got a good relationship with Pop. Everybody wants LeBron. What do you think about that whole scene coming to San Antonio? I know that's on the outside of the opportunities, but what would you say?
Well, as a Spurs owner, I'm only really allowed to comment on my own players. I can't really speculate on people coming to San Antonio. We're obviously trying to, put our team together and continue the success we've had over the last 25 years. And we would add any piece we thought was going to make us better.
Yeah, but can you see, when you were playing, can you see yourself calling up, hey, Akeem, hey, Shaq, you want to come over and play in San Antonio? We'll be the Twin Towers. You can play power forward. I'll be the center or vice versa.
Well, it's a different time, right? I couldn't imagine it back when I was playing.
Yeah.
But now people are so connected. It's a different world. I never felt that connected to the other teams. It's guys that I had played with, maybe, places that I've been. But, I couldn't have imagined myself calling up a guy from another team and saying, hey, let's get together your next free agent time and let's try to put together a super team. That's kind of a new thought process.
Do you like it? Does it bother you?
It doesn't really bother me. It's a natural kind of progression. You do that as kids, right? You want to put together the best players that you can on a team. Obviously you got to still have a team. You got to have a bunch of guys who are going to work together and figure things out. And that takes time to process. You look at Miami a few years ago, they put together, some great players, three all NBA players in their own right. And it took them a couple of years to figure it out. And they were only able to keep it together for a couple of years.
Yeah.
Same thing with, the Thunder. They had three great players, Westbrook, Harden, and Durant, and they were great. But how long can you keep that together? So there's pluses and minuses to any way you try to put your team together. Building over the long term seems to me to be the most sustainable. Obviously we've done it for 25 years. Growing your own players, having your superstars really committed to your team. That has worked very, very well for the Spurs.
David Robinson working with Reese's this March Madness. You guys are partnering with the Wounded Warrior Project, which is just so awesome. Over 200 Easter baskets are going to be distributed to veterans. Tell us about what you're doing, David.
Yeah, you know, I'm always looking for partnerships that you know, help me really accomplish the things I want to in the community. In San Antonio here, I've worked in education for a long, long time, and Reese's wanted to partner up to help the Wounded Warriors here on Easter Sunday. We'll go and spend some time with them, and I think that's just a blast. Reese's has been a long-time sponsor of the NCAAs, and so, I'm really proud to partner with them to do that this weekend and also some other wonderful events at the College All-Star Game.
Peanut Butter Cup or Reese's Pieces?
Oh, man, Peanut Butter Cup all day long, every day.
All day? It's
all day. It's all day. I'm a Peanut Butter Cup fanatic. I'm a fool over Peanut Butter Cup.
See, I would say it's like the number one candy, like over a Snickers, over $100,000. The Reese's Peanut Butter Cup, it never gets old.
Yeah, no, you're absolutely right. For many, many years, that's been my favorite.
Hey, last one. I know you got to go. Did Zaza Pachulia intentionally try to hurt Kawhi last year?
I can't get into Zaza's head. Being a player and watching those kind of plays, it's a fine line between, playing hard and doing something silly. And, we've seen it both in college basketball and pro basketball, guys stepping over that line. I won't presume to get into his head, but being a former player, I would think that little bit of extra is a real possibility there. And so, we as a team, we have to just deal with injuries. I mean, that's just a part of the game. You're going to have to deal with that, period. And we can't lose any sleep thinking if that guy do this on purpose or not. But it's a fine line, man. I'm telling you, I've been out there. I know sometimes guys can go a little extra step just to, either intimidate or, whatever. And so it's a possibility.
David Robinson, always a class act. Always great to talk to you. Thanks for being on the mark. We really appreciate it.
Oh, my pleasure. Thanks for having me on today.